Texte numéro 72. Meteorologists face harassment and death threats amid hurricane disinformation. A meteorologist based in Washington, D.C. was accused of helping the government cover up manipulating a hurricane. In Houston, a forecaster was repeatedly told to do research into the weather's supposed nefarious origins. And a meteorologist for a television station in Lansing, Michigan, said she had received death threats. Meteorologists' role of delivering life-saving weather forecasts and explaining climate science sometimes makes them targets for harassment, and this kind of abuse has been happening for years, weather experts said. But amid the conspiracy theories and falsehoods that have spiraled online after Hurricanes Helene and Milton, they say the attacks and threats directed at them have reached new heights. "We're all talking about how much more it's ramped up," said Marshall Shepard, who is the director of the University of Georgia's Atmospheric Sciences Program and a former president of the American Meteorological Society. "There has been a palpable difference in tone and aggression toward people in my field," he said. Dr. Shepard said the scrutiny meteorologists face is sharply amplified during major weather events, and the back-to-back hurricanes combined with the political climate and second-guessing of weather experts may have created conditions ripe for abuse. Helene made landfall as a Category 4 storm on Florida's Gulf Coast in late September, tearing through the southeast and becoming the deadliest storm to hit the U.S. mainland in nearly two decades. Just 2 weeks later, Milton rapidly strengthened and struck Florida as a Category 3 storm, resulting in at least 14 deaths, serious flooding, and the destruction of scores of homes. Many of the falsehoods around the hurricanes have been spread by conservatives and supporters of former President Donald J. Trump, including a former Trump administration official and a Republican congresswoman. Of all the conspiracy theories and disinformation that have circulated, meteorologists say one falsehood that has especially gotten out of hand is the claim that the government is creating or controlling the storms. Forecasters have been harassed for either failing to promote these claims or for disseminating accurate information that counters them. Dr. Shepard said that such false claims about outside forces controlling the weather have always existed, recalling how similar assertions emerged during Hurricane Sandy in 2012. "The difference is that they were always out there in a fringe world, but now I've seen them become almost mainstream," he said. During an interview on CNN as Milton approached Florida, a reporter asked Dr. Shepard whether the storm was manipulated by people, referring to a person he had just spoken to on the street who had made that claim. "It's stunning that the reporter had to ask that question," Dr. Shepard said. Adapted from New York Times, October 2024.